This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida. Here and at many of the shows we've been to, there's a lot of discussion, a lot of interest in lithium-ion batteries. And here at Sport Aviation Expo, we caught up with Reg Nicholson, who's going to give us a little bit of a briefing on where the market stands now.
Yeah, we have a complete line of lithium batteries for aviation. They were designed for the pilots in mind. We have redundant circuitry for protecting the batteries. It takes care of such things as short circuit protection, overcharge protection, over-discharge. Some common examples of that is you have your master switch you left on, you left the hanger, drains your battery down. What ours will do is disconnect at a very low level to protect the cells from damage. Another scenario is, say, a regulator fails on a engine and the voltage gets too high, our battery will cut out to prevent it from damage on that over-voltage charging. And then we have fault monitoring. So a lot of pilots have asked for ability to monitor the battery from cockpit. So you can wire our fault monitoring into a simple LED light on your panel, give you indication if there's ever a problem with a cell inside the battery or the monitoring electronics.
Tell me a little bit about the sales trends and the market trends. Are we starting to see more volume in lithium ion?
Oh, there's a great amount of interest, yeah. Weight is obviously a big deal in the aviation market, and our typical battery that will save you anywhere from 70 to 75% the weight. So, for example, our most common battery, our ETX 680, weighs 4 pounds, and it replaces a lead-acid battery that is 16 pounds. So the weight savings alone is driving a lot of interest, and, yeah, it's been a really, really positive thing for us last year.
Now, these batteries are intended for light sport and experimental. When do you expect to see more market penetration for certified batteries for small aircraft?
So the certification process is a lengthy, complex process, especially on lithium batteries. A lot of people have heard about the Boeing incidents. It makes it more challenging for us, but we've been working through that process the last year and a half, and we do meet all the performance specifications for lithium battery in aircraft. It's just going through the testing process. It's a very lengthy test procedure for lithium batteries. So,
if you were to put a battery of this size into a certified aircraft, do you think it would require some kind of a thermal containment device?
So with the our consultants that we're working with, that is the direction we're leaning, because a lot of the original aircraft were designed for the vented lead-acid batteries, so they already have those type of containment and venting systems on board. So, yes, that's definitely the direction we would go. It makes it easier, the process is easier when you have that venting, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about cost of these things compared to a lead-acid battery and where those cost trends might be going.
Yeah, so they're definitely an expensive battery. It's generally 2 to 3 times the cost of a lead-acid battery. In the experimental world, it's probably 3 times because most folks are using a motorcycle, off-the-shelf motorcycle battery. If they're using an aircraft-specific battery, then the cost difference is not that great. For example, our most common one I spoke about before, the 680, ours is $379. A comparable lead-acid battery is $110, $125. But the experiment or the certified batteries can be quite costly, even the lead-acid ones. They can cost $250, so then the difference is less.
How about longevity, lithium-ion compared to lead-acid?
So the longevity, that's definitely a selling point as well. Lithium batteries have up to 8-year life, and they have the ability to be recharged many, many times. A typical lead-acid battery is around 300 to 500 charge cycles. If you're doing, 80% depth of discharge, a lithium battery is 2,000 charge cycles on an 80% depth of discharge. So it's a great improvement there. And then there's other factors. A lot of people who live in hot climates, dry climates, extreme cold climates, they even have a poor reliability with lead acid batteries because of those extreme temperatures. And lithium batteries don't have the same problems. I mean, extreme hot, dry climates is not an issue. Extreme cold climates is not an issue.
So if you look in your crystal ball 5 years from now, will you think we'll have competition in the certified aircraft realm for lithium ion?
Yeah, definitely. There's a couple companies out there now, and there's other companies like EarthX who are exploring that market and positioning ourselves to be a player. So the next 5 years there's going to be a lot of options out there.
Okay, we'll close it out. You can give us your website where we can find more information.
Yeah, you can find information at earthxmotorsports.com or EarthX Lithium Batteries. We have many retailers across the nation and world.
Okay, thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.